And it's 3 p.m. Tuesday, August the 2nd, 2022. We'll call the City Council special meeting into session. Number one, roll call. Spencer H. Smith, Mayor, is present. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem.
Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, is present.
Thank you. Michael Blomquist, place two.
Michael Blomquist, Councilman, place two, is present.
Okay, thank you. Tony Cantorino, place three.
Tony Cantorino, place three, present.
Okay, thank you. Linda Nash, place four.
Linda Nash, place four, present.
Okay, thank you. Sam Hallaby, place five.
Sam Hallaby, place five, present.
Okay, thank you. City Manager David Mitchell.
City Manager David Mitchell, present.
Okay, thank you. City Secretary Julie Helsham.
City Secretary Julie Helsham, present.
Okay, thank you. And we do have a quorum. Moving on to second item, presentation by citizens. Citizens who desire to address the council on any matter may do so during this item. Please understand that while the council appreciates hearing your comments, state law, Texas Government Code Section 551.042, prohibits them from, one, engaging in discussion other than providing a statement of specific factual information or reciting existing city policy, and two, taking action other than directing staff to place the matter on a future agenda. Please state your name and address for the record and limit your comments to 3 minutes. And we do have a one green sheet, Mr. Howard Airy. And please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Howard Airy from 2027 Sandy Point Road, and this is regarding the marijuana ordinance. I know it's been long discussed. I'd like to start with a quote. The distinction between a ministerial act and a discretionary act is always one of degree. And that's not my quote. You can find that in the Cornell Law School Encyclopedia, and it seems to be certainly your position. Likewise, I'm reminded of a term that I first heard at the Army War College, a wicked problem. And that is one with no clear-cut definitive answer. And the solution to a wicked problem is often to choose the least wrong path. But both these terms seem to depict the place that you're in. Many people want to place you and paint you into a no-choice position, and that would certainly be a comfortable place to be because it relieves you of the discretion of choice and judgment, but only you can allow yourself to be put into that position. Discretion is the other side of the coin for ministerial duty, and while you certainly have a ministerial duty to follow our charter, you likewise have a ministerial duty to follow Texas law. You acknowledged that at the last hearing when you collectively stated that you must vote down this ordinance. From this weekend's collection of KDH stories, we know this is a political tool to get out votes. Our lawful processes are being abused for the purposes not intended. This has not been done in good faith to address a city challenge. In fact, Mr. Blomquist, your inquiry on statistics was telling. There were 13 arrests in our city, 8 were white, 5 were black. We don't have a racial problem, and we really don't even have a marijuana arrest problem. I listened to Julie Oliver of the Ground Game Texas PAC speak after our own public hearing. And she spoke about that council's need to perform its ministerial duty. And of course, that ministerial duty was to follow prescribed law. Charter amendments have prescribed straight law. And there's little room for government officials to use discretionary judgment when a state-defined process is established and charter amendments are clearly in the local government code. But that group has not asked for a charter change, and why not? Because Texas code says that charters can only be changed every 2 years, and Clean has just changed theirs. So they're asking for an ordinance change. State law clearly protects the rights of citizens to bring charter amendments. Texas Supreme Court rulings likewise protect charter amendments, but both appear to be quite silent on ordinance changes. Our authority as a home rule city derives from the Texas Constitution, subject only to the restraints of the legislature on that charter authority. And to that, the legislature lays out very specific thresholds for charter amendments to be brought forth by citizens. Please don't read more into that law than there is. Please don't read more into that law than there is. But we're not debating a charter change. We're discussing an ordinance change, and the myriad of conflicts that you've been subjected to means the application of process-driven ministerial duty is clouded. You will need to exercise discretion, and you should exercise discretion here and not provide the sacred ballot box as a malicious political tactic. Let's not allow the law to be used maliciously, but instead with your informed judgment and discretion to use the totality of the law to a just end. I recognize that our city attorney's duty is to provide the least risk legal path, but the city attorney does not provide you the path of what is right in the larger picture. Ground Game Texas might file a suit that will require them to defend the indefensible, but if they do, know that citizens will not admonish you for exercising your discretion to do the right thing with this wicked problem. So I ask that you please ensure and check that you've checked every way to ensure something like this doesn't go on the ballot if you truly believe it not to be the proper way.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Airy. Are there any other citizens that would like to make a presentation to the council? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to paragraph three, election business. Number one. Discuss and consider approving an ordinance of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, ordering a special election to be held on November 8, 2022, to submit to the electors a proposed citizen initiative ordinance to eliminate enforcement of misdemeanor laws relating to marijuana possession within the City of Harker Heights, except where such changes are a part of an investigation of a felony-level narcotics case that has been designated as a high-priority investigation by a Harker Heights police commander, assistant chief of police, or chief of police, or of a violent felony case, to require a Harker Heights police officer to write a detailed report in the event marijuana is seized, and to release the individual in possession of the marijuana if possession of marijuana is the sole charge, to prohibit Harker Heights police officers from issuing any change for possession of marijuana except where such charges are a part of an investigation of a felony level narcotics case that has been designated as a high priority investigation by a Harker Heights police commander, assistant chief of police, or chief of police, or a violent felony case, to prohibit the filing of charges for possession of marijuana except where such charges are a part of an investigation of a felony-level narcotics case that has been designated as a high-priority investigation by a Harker Heights police commander, assistant chief of police, or chief of police, or of a violent felony case, to prohibit the filing of charges for possession of drug residue or drug paraphernalia in lieu of a possession of marijuana charge, to prohibit use of city funds or personnel to request, conduct, or obtain tetrahydrocannabinol THC testing of any suspected cannabis-related substance, except in connection with a felony-level narcotics case that has been designated as a high-priority investigation by a Harker Heights police commander, assistant chief of police, or chief of police, or of a violent felony case, to prohibit Harker Heights police from using the odor of marijuana or hemp as probable cause for search or seizure, except in connection with a felony-level narcotics case that has been designated as a high-priority investigation by a Harker Heights police commander, assistant chief of police, or chief of police, or of a violent felony case, to require the city manager and chief of police to ensure that police officers receive adequate training regarding the provisions of this ordinance, to require modification of city policies to comply with this ordinance, to require regular public meetings to discuss development of policies, procedures, and practices relating to this ordinance, to require discipline for any Harker Heights police officer who violates any provisions of this ordinance, and to require the city manager or his or her designee to report to the City Council annually regarding the implementation of this ordinance, authorizing a joint election contract with the Office of Election Administration of Bell County, Texas, for the manner and orderly conduct of the election, and authorizing the city manager to sign the contract on behalf of the city and take the appropriate action. City Secretary.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. My name is Julie Helsham. I'm your City Secretary. And I'm here before you, I bring before you the next step in our citizen initiative petition that was filed with me on June 3rd. Since the proposed initiative ordinance failed to pass on July 26th during the public hearing, in accordance with the city charter, it shall be submitted to the electors. The proposition on the ballot will read similar to the agenda caption that was read by the mayor today. citizens may elect for the ordinance or against the ordinance on the ballot. The county is having an election on November the 8th and will offer countywide open polling. They will be using the express vote machines, which is familiar to most citizens. And to avoid voter confusion, it would be in the best interest of the citizens to do a joint election with the county. Early voting will be October 24th through November 4th. There will be 7 early voting locations throughout Bell County, and 1 early voting location is located here in Harker Heights at the Recreation Center. On election day, there will be a total of 42 polling sites throughout Bell County, and 3 will be located here in Harker Heights. 1 will be at the VFW, the Harker Heights Parks and Recreation, and St. Paul Chong Hsong Catholic Church. Council will need to take action today in order to have a joint election. Bell County has a deadline of August the 8th, so if we do proceed with the joint election, we are seeking action today. That concludes my presentation. I'm available for any questions.
Thank you. Council, are there any questions for the City Secretary? Councilmember Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place 2. Julie, for the early voting, is that when we'll also send out any mailing for the individuals that wish to vote by mail?
Yes. Bell County will actually take care of that, and we will be assisting with that to ensure that it is taken care of.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other questions from the Council for the City Secretary? You do?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Councilmember Nash.
Julie, do you have any idea how much this election will cost us as a city?
So it depends on how many entities are participating in the joint election, and then Bell County will provide the cost. Judging by our last joint election, we're looking at possibly around $8,000 will be our portion.
Thank you.
Okay, Council, any other questions for the City Secretary? Okay, thank you. Do we have a motion? Councilmember Nash.
This is Councilmember Nash, Place 4. I make a motion to approve an ordinance to order a special election to be held on November 8th, 2022, and authorize a joint election with Office of Election Administration of Bell County for the manner of orderly conduct of the election, and authorize the city manager to sign the contract on behalf of the city and any other action desired.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a second? Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second? Okay, we do not have a second. Okay, Councilmember Blomquist.
This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place 2. I'll second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Okay. Any further discussion on the item? Okay. I'll poll the council. We have a motion to approve as presented that the city secretary has provided. Okay. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem. I will vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Michael Blomquist, Place 2, how do you vote?
It's Michael Blomquist, Councilman, Place 2, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Tony Cantorino, Place 3, how do you vote?
Tony Cantorino, Place 3, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Linda Nash, Place 4, how do you vote?
Linda Nash, Place 4, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Sam Hallaby, Place 5, how do you vote?
Sam Hallaby, Place 5, vote no or yes to disapprove.
Okay, the motion is to approve. So again, you're saying you're voting against the motion to approve.
Yeah, not to approve.
Okay, so you're voting no. Okay, get it. Okay, the motion passes 4-1. Mr. Mitchell, we have anything else on the agenda?
No, sir.
Okay, time is 3:14 and we're adjourned.